The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, SFIO, under the Government of India, has announced openings for various positions, including additional director and deputy director roles, to be filled on deputation basis. Interested candidates should refer to the details and application process outlined in the official advertisement available at https://sfio.gov.in. The Sainik School, Satara, affiliated to CBSE and run under the aegis of the Sainik School Society, invites applications for various positions including office superintendent and TGT posts. Interested candidates can apply to the principal by 1st March 2025. Further information regarding the applications can be found on the official website at www.sainiksatara.org. The Indian Agricultural Research Institute is conducting a walk-in interview for two young professionals' positions in the Division of Vegetable Science. Interested candidates can attend the interview on March 7, 2025 at the specified time. For more details, including remuneration and qualifications, kindly visit the Institute's website at http://www.iari.res.in. The Ministry of Finance is seeking eligible candidates for the prestigious position of Chairman at the Securities and Exchange Board of India, based in Mumbai. Interested individuals can find further particulars regarding eligibility on the Ministry's website at https://www.dea.gov.in. Applications should be submitted in the prescribed format along with the required documents. Rights Limited invites applications from dynamic, sincere and hardworking qualified professionals for immediate absorption in the position of Raj Bhasha Adhikari. For detailed information on minimum educational qualification and experience criteria, as well as the selection process, remuneration and how to apply, kindly visit the Rights website. Relaxations and concessions will be provided for specific categories as per government orders. Candidates are encouraged to review the detailed advertisement available on the Rights website under the Career section for complete insight. That is at https://www.rights.com. Hooghly Cochin Shipyard Limited, a Government of India enterprise, is inviting online applications for the post of Chief Executive Officer on a fixed-term contract basis. Eligible candidates can apply through the HCSL website till 28th February 2025. For more information regarding educational qualifications, experience and enumeration details, candidates should consult the vacancy notification available in the Career section of both the HCSL and Cochin Shipyard Limited. Kindly go on to https://hooglycsl.com. The Sardar Vallabhai Patel National Police Academy under the Government of India's Ministry of Home Affairs is seeking applications from eligible officers within central or state governments, union territory administrations, autonomous bodies, statutory organizations, public sector undertakings or recognized universities for two senior scientific officer positions to be filled by deputation, including short-term contract. The pay scale, qualifications needed and other eligibility criteria can be accessed on the Academy's website. Kindly visit https www.svpnpa.gov.in. Dr. Hari Singh Gaur Vishwavidyalaya, a central university located in Sagar, Madhya Pradesh, invites online applications from eligible candidates for various non-teaching positions. Interested individuals can apply till 2nd March through the university's official website. The available positions cover a range of roles including section officer, assistant, security officer and several more, with a total of 192 vacancies across different categories. Comprehensive details about qualifications, experience, age limits and processing fees are available on the university's website. Kindly visit https://dhsgsunt.samarth.edu.in. The National Scheduled Tribes Finance and Development Corporation, a public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, is inviting applications from eligible candidates for various positions on direct recruitment basis. Available posts include General Manager Project, Chief Manager Finance and Chief Manager Personnel and Deputy Manager Project, with a pay scale of ranging from 40,000 to 1,80,000 rupees. Positions available across various categories. Interested candidates can find more information on qualifications, eligibility criteria and application procedures by visiting the NSTFDC website at http://nstfdc.tribal.gov.in. The last day to apply is 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. The National Communication Academy, Finance, under the Ministry of Communication, invites applications for four contractual positions of Teaching Associates and Research Associates. These positions are available in the domains of Accounting, Telecommunication Engineering, Electronics and Communication Engineering, Public Policy, Economics, Statistics and Information Technology. The remunerations for these positions is consolidated at 60,000 rupees per month, subject to tax deductions. For additional details and application procedures, please refer to the official website, that is at https://nicf.gov.in. Scenic School Imphal, located in Manipur, invites applications for the position of Mess Manager 1, a regular post. Interested candidates should be between 18 to 50 years as of 1st March 2025 and can apply through the school's website. The last date for receipt of applications is 21 days from the advertisement's publication date. For detailed information regarding essential qualifications, reservation criteria and salary details, kindly visit the website, that is at https://ssimphal.nic.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.